are going up. So I'm here in Watch It this morning, and it's Thursday, the 23rd of July, 2015. I'm here at the home of Anne and Dudley Binding, and they're going to tell me about their past in music, and then we'll talk about Halsey. And it's lovely to be here with you today, and I hope this is all working. I'm sure it is. So
yeah, it's not so much music, but it's folk.
Yes.
I was born in Watchet. I'm a local boy. When I went to Somerset Taunton Tech at the age of 16, having done cross country running and all sorts of things, I looked around for something of energetic nature, and it was in the middle of the folk boom when every village and town had folk dance clubs, and they started a club at Willerton School with the late Freddie Pierce, and on a Friday night a few of us used to walk over the hill and from Watchet into Willerton to attend the folk nights. From this, we got tied up with Auckland Folk Dance Club, which was also run by the late Freddie Pierce. And we used to go on bus outings to Taunton, to the old Bishop of Boxer School with Doris Reed and a motley set of musicians. But this was our introduction into folk. By going to Taunton, we knew of other folk dance clubs and that in the area, and a gang of us, four guys, used to go around most weekends in cars to folk dances all over Somerset. We got as far as Froome, Radstock, Bath, Yeovil. Yeovil Tech had particularly good folk dances, and there was also other people doing the same circuit, so we used to meet up in the pub beforehand and have a few drinks before we went to the dance. We came across from time to time the late Bill Rutter, who was very inspirational to folk in this area, and he had an indirect way on my life because I met my wife really through Bill Rutter. Bill Rutter, lots of things could have been achieved in the area by Bill Rutter, and no other person I knew could have done what Bill Rutter done. Didn't always get on with Bill Rutter. We used to have our rows and that, and we used to be rather noisy, our group that used to go round to these various folk dances, and we got nicknamed the Cuckoo Brigade. Cuckoo Brigade, because when we used to do folk dancing, we used to have competitions to see who could swing the fastest and make a hell of a lot of noise, and on several occasions we got thrown out of dances by Bill Rutter for being noisy. But when he had a festival coming up which he wanted to put together, an amateur folk dance club sort of display team together, he seemed to find us then, so we were back as the people that could dance. I remember there was a series of dances that he did for the Milk Marketing Board, of all things, and I remember that we went around quite a few places doing Morris displays, folk dance displays. To turning around to Halsey, I was around at the time when Halsey Manor started. I wasn't ever involved with the money side or the committees or all the meetings and that, but when Halsey Manor started, they wanted a Morris team and a folk team. Well, in 1962, 3 years before Halsey Manor was up and running, four of us boys were talked into going along to Mendip Morris Men by the late Dr. Len Luckle, who was chairman of the English Folk Dance and Song Society nationally and founder of Mendip Morris Men, to attend the practice in the Girl Guide Hut in Weston Supermare. Of the four that went, I was the only one that ended up by being a Mendip Morris Man, and I, in fact, have done trips abroad and ring meetings with Mendip. This led to when they wanted to start a Morris team at the start of Halsey Manor, us four that were going over to mend at practice, plus a few local farmers, sons, and the late Taffy Morgan and his four children were the basis of the start of the Morris team. It was always Bill Rutter's wish that Jeff Rye came over from Mendip to run the West Somerset team, as it was called, but he never materialised, and Bob Bradbury came along, who had two hats. He became Squire West Somerset Morris Men while still being bagman of the Mendip Morris Men. With regard to folk dancing, because I'd been round the circuit quite a bit of the time when the club started on Wednesday nights at Horsley, somehow Mike Farmer and I found ourselves alternate weeks attempting to run the dance side, picking the dancers and teaching dancing. And this went on for about 7 or 8 years. The only folk dance callers that the local folk dance club at Horsley had was Mike Farmer and myself. I gradually drifted out of it when marriage came along and children came along, and so we dropped our sort of level of folk, but I kept my Morris on. Returning to how Bill Rutter is to blame for meeting up with my lady wife, the English Folk Dance and Song Society was going bankrupt in 1967, and there was a National Folk Week which was held, which Bill Rutter was the chief mover about, which every Morris club, folk dance club, professional folk singer, amateur folk singer, pub folk club were asked to do some sort of fundraising activity, and we put a local committee together, which was funny enough, the Horsley Manor Folk Dance Club, the West Somerset Morris Men, and some people from the Orkham Folk Dance Club. Some of them were sort of foot in three camps. We organised a number of events. The first one was on the first Sunday National Folk Week. We had a festival, a folk festival, for one day at Cleeve Abbey.
Oh, yes.
I got in touch with the ministry that ran it, and we organised to have a church service, which was the first Christian church service that had been held at the Abbey for centuries. Since then, people have held church services. After we had a church service, we had a festival, and Mendip Morris Men came, West Somerset Morris Men performed. We had a folk band made up from local musicians, and Minded Hobby Horse turned out, and we had a procession through Washford, and I found myself walking in the procession, not quite close to this young lady, and in the evening we sort of found ourselves sort of sitting on the stage dancing and talking to each other, and that was how we got in 6 months we were married. I had to give all my other girlfriends then.
Well, I never. So we've got Anne sitting here as well, so do you remember all this, Anne?
Would you want me to go back
where
it came from?
Yes.
I was born actually in Poole in Dorset, and I had a background of music and dancing all my life actually. My mother taught me to sing nursery rhymes from the age of two. And I went to learning ballet and dance and tap from the age of three. And I was very young. Of course, to make the clothes, it was being wartime. It was unbelievable what the clothes were made of and dyed and everything else. And I remember one thing, we were dancing as soldiers, and I went off the wrong way. I was very young, but I did something daft, you know. And then from then, more folk, how it originated for me, my school, for the primary school, which is South Road School in Poole, again, it's very strong in folk, amazing. And at the age of seven, and we had a huge maypole, and there was about 30 of us dancing around this maypole, and they took a photograph of it, and you know, it's just amazing. It was just, I mean, 1945 was when the war had finished. It was just quite amazing what was being done in straightforward education. It was unbelievable. And then we used to have evening classes and do dancing after school. The teachers, you know, obviously gave up their time. And then when we were in the fourth year, we used to go to Bovington. All the primary schools would go to Bovington Camp, you know, where they had the tanks. And we danced there, and we all had different, some of them didn't have any uniform, they just wore their ordinary clothes. But our teachers were, again, brilliant. We all made our own skirts, which were black with two orange rings around them, and we had orange blouses, and we made them. I don't ask me how we did some by hand, and we were learned to use a machine. But when you think huge classes, how the teachers managed with us, I don't know, but it was marvellous. We even made boys' shirts. Honestly, when I think about it, what we produced in a school just after the war was just unbelievable. And
what would the music have been for that?
I'm just thinking, we did have it wasn't recorded, we had proper folk music, musicians. Yes, we had musicians, and they're on like the back of a lorry, you know, so that they're up high and they could be heard. And then, as I say, we wore this gear, and we got called the bumblebees because we had these orange blouses and the orange braid round the skirt. And and another thing happened there, which I got in trouble for. We're travelling there on the bus, and some of us were eating things, and I had some chocolate fingers, and I gave them to a boy that was sort of close to me, and he got chocolate all down his shirt, and I got told off, you know, it's awful, so never mind. And then, again, through that, we were, again, the school, brilliant. We were taught wonderful folk songs. I mean, all the folk songs we learnt was, you know, unbelievable.
Yes.
And we used to sing in choral festivals. As I say, it was a state school, for God's sake. It was unbelievable what they did with us. It really was.
So that was your background in folk and music.
Yes.
And then you met Dudley.
Well, from there. Well, what happened before I met Dudley, I won a scholarship to an absolutely brilliant school in Bournemouth, Talbot Heath School. Again, the music, you know, every kind of music, classical, folk, church music, because they had a very great church tradition there, and that's why you learned to sing out of the church psalter. Parish psalter we learned to sing out of. And I was in it, and of course, along with this, I went to church. I went to Skinner Street Congregational Church, and again, I was in the choir and the Sunday school, and of course, I was singing all the time. I was in concert parties, going around Dorset singing and what have you, arms, all sorts. Mm-hmm. Also, at the church, there was a men's group there. I can't remember. It was a men's group, anyway. The men's fellowship, it was called. And there were one or two people who were lay preachers. And we used to go out in the country round towards Stirling Abbas, Sidling St Nicholas, and to take the evening service. And I came along, and Corfe Castle, which I absolutely adored, Corfe Castle. And I used to go around. They used to use me. I was singing all sorts of things. So not folk, but I was singing other things like the the Holy City and the Lost Chord, all that kind of thing, you know. And then this was while I was at Talbot Heath, and I had this wonderful background in music and everything.
The woman that ran by when you went to the toilet.
Oh yes, this is
funny.
One of the places where we were having tea with Miss Batrick, and she had her auntie living with her. Yes, and they had a house right under, really, literally. Built into the walls of Corfe Castle, and when we and all our group went there to have tea before we did the evening service, and that's my mother and father and other people that were involved in the service, and I had a friend, she came with me. Anyway, of course, they didn't have flush toilets or anything like that. I think they had L sound, so all the men used the L sound. And we went upstairs, my friend Gloria and myself, and Miss Patrick pulled two gazunders from under the bed, and we just fell about laughing. It was so funny because, you know, suddenly get this, because, I mean, obviously I knew what gazunders were because we had them at home, you know, although we had flush toilets, but people still use them in those days. Yeah. And we just fell about laughing. It was so funny, probably, you know.
So, I mean, that's lovely. That's your sort of background in.
Well, can I change it from the gazunder?
Oh no!
Well, then from there, not being funny, I went into teaching.
Yes.
And taught foreign languages because that was my forte. And of course, being at school in foreign languages, I learned loads and loads of folk songs
in French,
yeah. French and German, and yes. God knows what, which I was able to sing in. And I also, when I went to training college again, French was my main subject there, and we, again, wonderful music. Then I was an assistante in France at the Collège des Jeunes Filles in Commercy in the Meuse, and one of the things I did was to teach the girls singing. I went to all the folk songs and different things, and their favourite song was It's a Long Way to Tipperary. It was just unbelievable. It was their favourite song. And then I came back to England and got taught in Poole, that was where I taught, and I got involved in operatic, you know, amateur operatics, and I was in some marvellous shows, one of the best ones I did. I had the lead in Oklahoma, which was wonderful. Then I went and lived in Bampton, got involved down at Tiverton Operatic, and then from there I then got a job in a special school in Minehead, and that was how I met Dudley, because one of the...
He was in the special school?
No, the father of one of the teachers there used to come up to the school and teach folk dancing. And so that was how I got involved in folk dancing there, and that was how I met Dudley.
Wow.
Because we used to take the children down to the Blenheim Gardens for folk dancing on a Thursday evening, because they used to do folk dancing.
Yes.
Mike Farmer and other people used to run folk dances in the Blenheim Gardens, and loads of people went, and it was so lovely. And that, but I actually met Dudley at Cleve, at Washford, because we walked from Washford to Cleve Abbey, and that's how we met.
Yes.
You know.
And then going on to Halsey, so you were there doing Morris.
And folk,
Dudley.
And I got dragged along to do the folk dancing. Do the folk dancing.
Yes.
Yeah, we've been abroad with Gay Gaylor's folk dance display team and Morris and that. I mean, as I say, I had to give up my other girlfriends, and we've been regular folk dancers ever since.
With the folk dancing going abroad, Dudley and I knew each other, and this is 67, August 67, I went with Ben Hollier, who was the chap who taught the folk dancing up at Perriton Mead School, special school, and he was my partner, and we went with Gay Gaylor to Portugal. To a place called Espino, which wasn't far from Oporto, and we danced all over the... Oh, it was wonderful. Mm-hmm. We even danced with the Geddes family up in the Douro Valley. Mm-hmm. And when we went up to dance for them, I've never seen rings like it. Mm-hmm. Honestly, they had huge emeralds and goodness knows what on every finger. Mm-hmm. And they were playing canasta, these, you know, these women, beautiful, dyed hair, beautiful. And they looked absolutely wonderful. Mm-hmm. And it was really lovely. We danced all sorts of dances for them. And then we got presented with a bottle of port... and a bottle of Vino Verde, and it was lovely. Matthias Rosé and Vino Verde, and we all had two bottles like that each, and it was lovely. And we danced in a ball ring. We danced in a ball ring.
So that was from Halsey, that group, was it?
Yes. No. Well, it was, because we used to practice up there at Halsey.
And in Bristol.
Oh, yeah, and we practiced in Bristol.
So my memories of you at Halsey is because of Dudley as being the fool. Are you still the fool for West Somerset Morris?
Yeah. I remember the illustrious order Morris fools.
A bladder on a stick.
Yeah, I got a real bladder still.
You got a real bladder still.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, on the fools thing, there was when there was the United Morris Falls Association formed, and they only allowed 75 members, and you had to wait for somebody to die. Well, I was a member of the original 75 with the late Trevor Hull and late Johnny Burke and people like that.
Yes.
But now they've changed it now. It's the Illustrious Order of Morris Falls. But we do have a website, and the last time I looked, there is a picture of me on it.
Is there, really?
Going back to Starter Fallsway Manor, I remember that Bill Rutter used to look upon the Morris men as his personal gang, as it were, giving them jobs. I mean, I remember one job that he got, it was digging the cesspit up there. But Bill Rutter had view of Fallsway Manor was that if you had a strong folk centre and you had a strong local following, and this is why he was anxious to promote the local folk there, that it would be a nucleus of folk for the whole southwest. Unfortunately, I don't think that the locals sometimes get the look in at Allsway, which Bill Rutter would have envisaged, but it's proven to be very successful. And in fact, it's the only residential folk centre in the country, and it's ticking over, and they've got great plans. Means that Bill's firm believer in Allsway, because he was no doubt the chief ringleader. He organised the people, the committees, the thing. He was a wonderful organiser. I mean, nobody else could, repeating herself, could have organised National Folk Week. He saved the English Folk Dance and Song Society from going bankrupt.
I didn't know that.
Well, another thing with Bill Rutter, that you said that when he collected for the Morris, he could get the leaves off the trees. He was a brilliant collector.
He had the gift of the gab, and you couldn't insult him, you know. He'd be there back in the next day, you know.
Really?
If he wanted something done, he'd be there to chase people up. I knew his, because he wasn't married to his wife for some time.
Terry,
but they married before, you know, when he sort of gave up folk and became that bit older, you know.
So now, these days, do you go to the regular Morris?
I don't do everyone in the winter because of health reasons, but I'm still a treasurer of the Morris Club, and when we're not travelling, so I had every Thursday night with them in the summer. Yes. We're out tonight.
Can I come back on Dudley with them? When we went with Gay Gaylor, the following year, 1968, we went together and we danced in what was then Yugoslavia, and that was, wasn't it lovely, Dudley?
Yeah,
it was really nice.
Yeah,
it was lovely. We stayed in a place called Savtat, and I can't remember the name of the other place, but it was by one was by the sea, and it was very close to Albania, the place we stayed at. I thought it began with them, but we definitely stayed at Savtat. I can remember that as well as anything. And it was lovely. I mean, when you went in the sea, it was so warm, wasn't it?
Well, Bill Rutter started these annual sort of Great Britain Morrison folk team trips abroad. Mm-hmm. I mean, he sort of passed the mantle on. That was why Gay Gaylor was doing them. But there was ones before which Bill Rutter had organised personally and taken and gone on.
When I just came in to your house just now, the first person we actually mentioned was Phyllis Quick, wasn't it? You told me something about her, what you used to call...
It's back to when the folk dance days, even before Horsway and Auckland Folk Dance Club and that. There were three ladies, we call them. They were quite young. There was Biddy Bell, Jenny Maxwell, and Phyllis Quick, we used to nickname the Three Graces. So they used to go all around the folk dancers together. And in fact, I was responsible for the other two to get married because they had different parties, and they met their prospective husbands at sort of birthday parties. And that,
it was your 21st that they met.
Yeah.
And that was before I came on the scene.
Phyllis never got married until late in life. She was a musician and organist, and she played in what was the Galleon Band with Edwin Spring, she played, I think, with Ian Bryden as well, when he had the Blue Hill Button Band, or whatever it was called.
Yeah, it was a Blue Hill Band.
I saw Ian the other week.
Yeah, we do. We see him quite often. Yeah.
Because I knew his father through the Morris.
Yes.
Archie.
Archie was a miserable old bugger, he was. Yeah, I mean, go away to a ring meeting, and he want to go to bed at 10 o'clock, with Morris men stay up 36 hours, you know.
Oh, Jim, I think we're going to maybe tie this up now. But it's been absolutely fantastic, all those memories. Really brilliant.
Well, did you mention that you've done the, used to help with the folk dance? Tea dances up at home.
Yeah, I put the thing there.
Oh, this was the tea dance.
Yeah, I mean.
Sunday 28th.
They used to do. This is the Donald and Marjorie home.
Oh, yes.
They used to have regular fundraising tea dances, green teas. This used to take place, and they used to have about, can't remember now, but it was quite a few in a year.
Yes.
And generally speaking, occasionally had somebody else, but. Usually it was Mike Farmer and myself used to do the calling, and they had the local band, which was Taffy Morgan, and he was the guy I mentioned who started with the West Somerset with his four sons. He used to, Marjorie and Taffy.
No, Margaret Morgan.
Used to play the accordion. And that was a blooming awful accordion, because when it used to go wrong, she used to have to stick up the bellows with elastic band. And, used to sort of get all sorts of people in, because they used to put, like they do for the open day, placards on the road to get people coming in. And people used to come for the cream tea, really, rather than ever see the manor house, rather than the folk dancing.
So that, I've got a bit of paper in front of me, a diary. So that was Sunday 28th of
June. Yeah, that was just one. I produced that. Is the Somerset had their own district for English Folk Dance and Song Society, they used to produce a diary.
Yes.
And I produced that really to show that I have done folk dance calling in the past. And
so that was 1970.
Yeah, 1970.
I'm going to ask you if there's any chance we'll stop this and we'll. Have a little practice, but you thought might be able to get a wee song out of you.
Well, you got the one you were doing. Da, 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 da.
Yeah, well,
have you got the words?
I worked out the words actually.
I'm going to stop that, and we'll see if we can have a wee think of it. But for the talking bit, thank you both very much. That was really.
I'm
fantastic.
Sorry if I went on a bit about my past, but that's how I built my music.
It'd be nice to go on forever, wouldn't it? It's lovely. So thank you very much. We'll just